John, we've seen this one. We just haven't seen it in 40 years or so.
Well, I mean, sorry to sound like a New Yorker, but isn't this the way it's supposed to be?
Yes.
New York and L.A., Yankees, Dodgers, all the history, tradition, and the biggest stars. I mean, the two biggest payrolls among the active players. I mean, obviously, the Mets have a lot of dead money hanging around, so they've spent the most. But Yankees and Dodgers, two biggest payrolls among players who are actually employed and working for the team, and huge stars. I mean, Soto, Judge, Ohtani, Betts. I mean, this is going to be a very, very watched, very, very popular World Series. Maybe that's a New York perspective, but hey, I'm on your show, so you get my perspective.
I love that perspective, John, because I totally agree with you here in Chicago. It's the World Series I wanted to see. I think a lot of people are looking forward to. Just curious, when you look at what each team has accomplished in the postseason, they have all the stars. Maybe we expected this, but has one team overcome more than the other?
Absolutely, the Dodgers have. I mean, you got to give them credit. White Sox, former White Sox yesterday in a bullpen game, through two bullpen games. They do not really have a starter who is 100% healthy right now. You've got, you know, Flaherty with the back situation. You've got Yamamoto coming off the shoulder situation. Bueller back from Tommy John. That's it. That's their rotation. They're missing Glass now. Stone, Kershaw, May, Gonsolin. I mean, they are missing a ton of star pitchers, and they have overcome a lot to get here. I mean, I can't say that about the Yankees, really. They've been relatively healthy this year, and right now, sorry to use a cliche, they're firing on all cylinders. I mean, I don't know. I read in the LA Times today the Dodgers should be favored, but maybe that's their perspective. For mine, I think the Yankees should be favored. They're the far healthier team, and the Dodgers did overcome a lot. I know people probably in the Midwest don't want to hear about what they overcame, but they do have a ton of injuries, and they did overcome.
John, I don't know how this applies to Major League Baseball, but just out of a spirit of fairness, shouldn't they give more to the White Sox for Michael Kopech than they had to at the time?
Oh, you mean now?
Yes. Now they say,
now.
You know what?
We're not gonna make...
we took you to the cleaners. We feel bad about it. The guy's
also
better than...
Tommy Edman is the reason the Sox were involved in that deal,
yeah.
The three-team deal, John.
That's
that
right.
Made a big impact.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the Sox are making a big impact here in October. Good for them. I mean, I look, the Dodgers did better than anybody at the deadline. I mean, they have all the advantages to begin with, but they were the most clever team to get Tommy Edman, who's really more a center fielder, I think, and a third baseman. He was good at short, and he hit up a storm, amazing, the NLCS MVP. That was part of the deal. I mean, that deal, it was a great deal for the Dodgers. Kopech did not have much of a market. I mean, he, you know, what did he have, a 4-plus ERA with the White Sox? I mean,
he had an immaculate inning, John. I know that.
He did have that great inning. He did have that great inning. I mean, good for the Dodgers to take advantage. And, I mean, I think the White Sox probably should have just held on to him, because from what I understand, they did not have great offers for him. And I don't think they really had great offers for Crochet either. I mean, my understanding is the Dodgers were willing to trade Gavin Lux, maybe one or two others. He's a fine second baseman. I mean, Crochet's got that big arm. I mean, his value is greater than that. White Sox, for all the talent that they had, I mean, Robert was having a terrible year. Crochet had the innings issue. Kopech had been switched to the bullpen and wasn't really performing. It wasn't the trade deadline that it should have been. I mean, to me, Fetty, 7-4 with the White Sox, that one should have gotten more.
Definitely.
I mean, I think you should have gotten more from Fetty.
All right, John, let's talk about the Mets. And when I say talk about the Mets, let's talk about Pete Alonso, because obviously magical postseason for the Mets and a really clutch postseason for Pete Alonso. Now, he talked at his locker after the game last night about what's ahead for him in terms of free agency. He said the very nice things you would expect him to say about the team he just led. But I do wonder, how likely is it that Pete Alonso leaves New York?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably 50-50. I know that's not really giving you a great answer, but I mean, I would say this. Until he hit that home run in Milwaukee, I thought it was 0% he'd be back with the Mets. I mean, he had a rather mundane 34 home runs this year, did not hit any big ones. Then in the postseason, with a well over 900 OPS, the two big home runs, the three-run homer against the Dodgers, game five to extend it. The Milwaukee home run, maybe the best home run in Mets history. I know people would argue for Ray Knight in the World Series, but I think it's pretty iffy whether he comes back for them. I mean, he switched to Scott Boras, right? So we assume he's looking for the best deal, and you can't blame him for that. And there'll be other teams out there interested in him, and, you know, it's going to be a fight. I mean, Boras is looking at deals that were more than 10 years old for Fielder and Teixeira and Chris Davis. I mean, a lot of people will tell you those deals didn't work, but they were done, and they, you know, they were star players, and it was more than 10 years ago, but, you know, the Mets are going to latch on to the Freddie Freeman deal and the Paul Goldschmidt, the more recent deals that were not, you know, nearly as much money for the star first baseman. And frankly, more guys were more accomplished than Alonso, as good as he is. I mean, he didn't win MVPs like Freeman and Goldschmidt.
So watching that at-bat that Juan Soto had and that home run that he hit and what it took to get to it and then how impressive and important that was, is this another guy that will be back, or could the Mets try to pull like half a billion dollar deal to get him out of the Yankees, keep him in New York?
Yeah, I mean, the Mets were very polite, did not go after Aaron Judge a couple of years ago, homegrown Yankee, didn't figure they had a chance there. I mean, here they can outbid. I mean, look, Steve Cohen is willing to lose money. My understanding, he lost $200 million last year. Probably, even with the team doing well this year, he probably dropped another $200 million. I believe that. I think 28 out of 30 teams, I think, are making money, but I think they're one of the teams not making money, and he's willing to lose money. And if he goes for the best deal, it probably will be in Queens with the Mets. So I'm not going to rule that one out at all, and I'm not going to think that if they win the World Series, it's going to affect it one way or the other. I don't believe that has any effect on it, but I would say that while he has had some issues with New York, it's generally been a positive experience with the Yankees, understandably so. And I think that the two New York teams are probably the favorites. Never rule out the Dodgers in this. I mean, I'll rule out some big market teams, one of them in your territory, but I'm not going to rule out the Dodgers at Soto.
So if you are looking at the Yankees as the team most likely to be favored and you're looking at them as a potential World Series champion, John, the stars will be the stars. Is there an unsung hero that you think will emerge, a guy who will become one of those World Series legends with a name that might not be immediately recognizable, but you never forget?
Yeah, you know, I think almost every name is, maybe it's the New York perspective, I think they're all recognizable with the Yankees. But I think Anthony Volpe is hitting the ball very well in his first postseason ever. We've had those kind of little guy shortstop middle infielders come up and do well in the past, Lemke and others, I mean, going back of several years. But that kind of guy can emerge, certainly. I think all eyes will be on Soto, Judge, Ohtani, Betts, and all the rest of the 200 and 300 and more million-dollar players, and Soto will probably be $600 million and more than that. But you're right. It does happen in a short series. Anything can happen. And, you know, that's my perspective that the Yankees should be favored. I think it is very close. I mean, I just think that their health is better. They have all their pitchers ready to go, actual starters. I mean, the Dodgers really pieced it together. And how long does that go on, that Trinan, Phillips, and Kopech just keep going? Everybody else's relievers have all blown up at this point, right? I mean, Clase, you couldn't have been any worse than him. And he was the best reliever going, and he's not alone. Devin Williams shockingly got killed. You know, basically every bullpen has been iffy except for L.A., and now they're into their third series. Obviously, they had the first one off with a bye, but they're into their third series. How long do they keep it going? And they need their relievers more than anybody. I mean, they got the seven-inning start out of Flaherty, and they didn't get five innings after that in the next five games from any of them.
So I guess we conclude that offense means more than pitching in the postseason, right, based on these two teams?
You know, I don't think so. I just don't think anybody really has their pitching together right now. So they're all kind of on a level playing field in that regard. And The reason I favor the Yankees at this point is because their pitching is together. So I think it's 50-50. I mean, you hear that people say pitching is 90% of the game. Now it's offense, whatever. You know, it's a batter-pitcher battle. And so I think it's 50-50, but right now the hitters have the upper hand and nobody has really figured out how to keep these pitchers healthy and sound through to the end. Dodgers have done it so far with the bullpen that's been, I don't want to say overused, because they're still performing. They've been heavily used, and they're doing a good job with that. But they certainly have, as much as anybody, they have not finished figuring out how to keep their starters healthy. And the team that does that really will have the upper hand, that can figure it out. Because, I mean, look, the Braves lost their big starters. The Orioles did, and they didn't survive. Dodgers made it through. Somehow they've got a great bullpen. And certainly a Kopech part of that. Sorry about that, Mully. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you root for him. You know, he was a White Sox at one point.
And John, dare I delve into White Sox business, but last week we had a report from The Athletic that Jerry Reinsdorf is entertaining discussions, or in active discussions, to sell the team to a group led by Dave Stewart. We also have a managerial vacancy that is yet to be filled. A lot of names on a list, none of them with experience. Do you have thoughts on those two issues specifically with the White Sox?
Yeah, first on the manager, I wouldn't expect anybody with good experience to want that job. You know, if somebody's been a manager and been terrible, they might want to take a shot because they're not going to get anywhere else. So they got to figure out which one of these guys who have limited experience or no major league manager experience can do it. I mean, you've seen some good names with some experience, but none who's an accomplished major league manager. I mean, obviously, Phil Nevin is well thought of, and he didn't really have a full chance with the Angels. You've got Descalso, McCulloch here with the Dodgers, and I know he's getting a big recommendation from them. Lombard with the Tigers. Those are the names that I've heard and can confirm. I'm sure there are many others. I'm sure their list is long. And, you know, they're going to have to figure out who's going to make a good manager. I give the Marlins credit. They hired Skip Schumacher, and he was fantastic. I doubt that they could get Skip Schumacher to do it. He will wait for probably a better chance. But, you know, they just got to figure it out, and they might hit on it. Who knows? I mean, some of these guys that they've got on their list, I know from a Marlins person, they finished like 9th and 10th in the Marlins derby, managerial derby, so they didn't think they were going to be good. And the Marlins ended up picking Schumacher. Well, for all you can say about the Marlins, they did a good job. I mean, they had Schumacher as their pick, and they had Quatraro, who's doing a good job with Kansas City, as their second choice. You know, I think Luis Rojas, the Yankee third base coach who made a bad send 2 days ago, was their third choice. I haven't heard his name yet, but it would make sense. He did have some experience with the Mets and seems to be a pretty sharp guy.
Do you like
on the owner? Yeah. On the owner.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I sent Dave Stewart a text, good luck, and that was it. Because I'm covering the World Series, and he gave me a thumbs up. So I think he is interested in the team. But, you know, Reinsdorf has entertained this for quite a while. And I don't know how serious it is. You know, when I emailed him a couple years ago, he offered the team to me. I think that was probably a joke. I don't think I think he knows the writers are not going to be able to buy a team, but it'd probably be a conflict of interest even if I could. You know, I don't
know. You and Tom Brady.
he's in the media. Yeah, I know. I don't know how serious it is at this point. He probably is entertaining it and thinking about it. I mean, it has kind of been basketball first for him. He's obviously had overall much more success with the basketball team than the baseball team. And I know he's very frustrated about what's gone on with the baseball team. And, you know, obviously they've not done a good job. You can't, 41 wins. It's not going well. I will say that.
Do you like the series starting on Friday, John? Just or would you think they want to get that going?
Well, quicker? I'm not religious. You know, I don't. Why Friday? Why are you asking me
about it? Well, I mean, why not Wednesday? Why not Thursday? Why wait? Why not get to it?
Well, they did have that new rule that they were going to move it up if both series ended at 5. But I'm okay here. I'm staying in L.A. I'm not going to fly back and forth, so I'm staying here. It's very nice. 80 degrees and sunny every day. Sorry to mention that to you Chicagoans. And
thanks, John. Frankly,
it's okay. We've been all right.
I'm okay with it. I think they Friday's probably a good night for viewing. Okay. I don't know. I'm not a TV expert, so I don't know. I'm fine with the next few days. The teams that got the byes are here. I know we had the team. There was some questioning about that, and I don't know. There isn't any reason that if you get a bye and get rest, you're going to be, not yourself. And I think it's fine. I'm okay with a few days, and there'll be some big buildup. I've already seen that cheapest ticket. I'm not sure what stadium this is. $1,000 already.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. You got to have some deep pockets, huh? I already called it, John, months ago, that Ohtani comes on as a reliever and strikes out Judge Soto, name the guy, to win the World Series.
Game seven.
Sure.
He relieves.
Yeah, I mean, he did it in the WBC. Struck out Trout, buddy, his old teammate, and I could see it. I don't know. Striking out Soto, not so easy as you saw. I could see more easily striking out Judge.
I think it's more likely to be Kopech.
Oh, you're killing Molly. You're hurting
us. I'm sorry, John.
So mean. Sorry. You're not sorry to John.
I'm not sorry to John. I'm sorry to Molly.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm sorry to Molly. Yeah, great stuff, John.
John, you're the best. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Great talking to you guys. See you later.
That is John Heyman.